Pillar number one is when. When do we buy real estate? Do we buy real estate every part of the cycle? Do we buy it at any time in the economic cycle? Absolutely not. The key is to pick a time that is right to get in and a right to get out. Would you like to know when that is? Okay. The nice thing is, now look around the room, but do not comment. Real estate is not rocket science. You don't have to be the sharpest tool in the shed if you follow the fundamentals and you follow a system. You just go along, you fill out the checklist, you do out the thing, you do that, you go, oh, this is a sucky time to buy, I'm not buying. Or this is a sucky neighborhood to buy, I'm not buying. But if you have a system and you walk along and you follow through, I know a lot of people, there are Marine members who didn't get through grade 9 who are now worth $2.5-3 million. Because it's a simple system, and you just kind of go, boop, oh, okay, that's how it goes. That's not what they say. That's not how they come across. They're much more intelligent than that. But I'm going to, they haven't been through grade 9, and they're successful. There are four seasons to the real estate game. Four seasons. Every real estate market goes through the cycles. They're the same cycles over and over and over. I've seen them since 1985. We have an electronic model in the office. That's why we're so accurate with picking neighborhoods and picking towns and for since 1992. Because we've got data all the way back to the 60s on how the cycles work and where it goes and what indicators to look for. And all we do is we go, oh, by the way, Rain members, here's all the research. Here are the top 10 towns in Alberta to buy in. Here you go. It's all done for you. And that's what you do. You just we do the research, and all you got to do is follow the system to buy. So let's talk about this first cycle. The first cycle looks an awful lot like a seasons. Winter, spring, summer, and fall. Now, if you are a farmer and it's winter, what is it that you do? You curl. Yes? You're out in the field planting, right? No. What you do is you plan for what you're going to do come the spring. Because if you don't plan for what you're going to do in the spring, at springtime, you will not have the steps to go. I'm going to plant this quarter in this type of stuff. I'm going to plant this quarter in this. I'm going to plant this whole section in this. And that's how. And this is the cycle for doing it. And that's what you do. It's exactly the same thing for real estate. Winter is not just the cold season. Winter is an analogy for a long-term, like 4, 5, 7, 8 year period in a real estate market. Winter is when the National Energy Program came in. So in the spring, what do farmers do? They plant, but they plant like crazy. They work their butt off because they know that the growing season, they have to have all of their seeds and all their plants in the ground by a certain date, or you won't have a long enough growing season to reap a great harvest. And then in the summer, what do? They tend, they weed, they will plant and do a little bit of overseeding, of course. And then in the fall, what do? They harvest like absolute crazy. If you try and phone a farmer in the fall, what do you get? Voicemail or cell phone, and all you hear is the combine working, right? They're out in the field harvesting like crazy. So it's the same thing for real estate. Let's look at real estate. From your point of view, winter, real estate winter. That was probably 7 years long. Winter is a period when you don't buy anything. You don't buy anything. Not cold winter, but real estate winter. 7-year-long period, 9-year-long period. If you're talking about Nova Scotia, it's a long, long period. All you do during that time is study and educate yourself and get ready and try to find a market that's heading into real estate spring. Real estate spring is when all the economic fundamentals are pointing upwards and things are starting to look very, very good and very promising. And that's where we go and plant as many seeds as we possibly can. So in real estate spring, we purchase as much property as we can possibly get our hands on. Because we know that the more we buy in spring, which is another 3 to 5 year out in Alberta, about 5 or 6 year period, that the more we buy during that spring, when summer, when the market really starts to take off and everything starts to grow, it goes like stink. The more you buy in real estate spring, the more that they grow and the more that the property values jump. And in this real estate summer, what do? Just manage the properties. You buy the odd one when they come a good deal, the fundamentals look right. But all you're doing at that point is getting them ready to what? Sell and reap the profits. Harvest your profits. That's what you do. So winter can be a long, long, long time. If the economic fundamentals are BAD in a town, then that real estate winter will go forever, and it's not worth buying there. In spring, when all the economic fundamentals go, yeah, that's what we want. And I don't care if you don't like the town. It doesn't matter if you've never been there. If the fundamentals say that it's up and ready to go, that's where you buy. You don't have to buy because you like the town. So during that spring, you buy as much as you can. In the summer, you hold those properties and you move them along. And you pretty them up and you get them ready for the eventual sale, because that's what you do. You are tending your crops to sell in fall. Real estate spring here is going to be 5 to 6 years. We are about now with the new fundamentals. We have a nice long buying period. I'm going to give you the fundamentals in a second. And then during this next little bunch, so we're about here on the spring. So we got another 3 years at least of full all-out buying before we even see the next big jump in the market. And some people are saying, wow, you know, I've never seen prices so high. Yeah, but you ain't seen nothing yet. Rain member who's renting out a one-bedroom apartment in Fort McMurray for something like $2,300 a month. Yeah. See, if you're not in the game, there is no ceiling to real estate as long as the fundamentals are pointing up, and there still are here. So like anything, any market, when cell phones were introduced, like when cars were introduced, every product, everything goes through an S-curve cycle. In the beginning, things are kind of just slow. Like, remember those VCRs that you spent $2,000 for? And they popped up like, you had to stick your tape in the top, and they weighed about 700 pounds. That's during innovation. And then all of a sudden, about 10% of the market starts to grab on, and then it starts to become more economically feasible to produce these products. And then off it goes up. It gets cheaper and cheaper and cheaper. In real estate, it's the other way around. It goes more expensive, more expensive, more expensive, because the demand curve goes up. More people are adopting it, and this is where you're at your peak. If you're a VCR manufacturer, you wanted to start doing DVDs around here, because you know that your profits are going to start flattening out. So this is where all the profit is made, during growth periods in any product, and it's the exact same thing with real estate. So let's take a look. Do you guys want to plot on your graph exactly where the towns are right now in the S-curve? Will that be helpful to you? Yeah. Remember, this is where all the profit is made, between 10 and 90. This here is where Toronto is, just to put you into perspective. Toronto and Vancouver, I don't even want to go there. It costs people 48 cents of every dollar that they earn before they pay taxes to pay the mortgage on an average piece of real estate in Vancouver. Average piece of real estate. So you pay that and then you pay your taxes. How in the heck do you afford all the lattes? Right? It doesn't make sense. That market fundamentals there do not make sense. And it will still churn because there's lots of excitement. But eventually it has to go, whew. It has to balance out. The Edmonton area, we're just starting to see it take off. We ain't seen nothing yet there. Red Deer, and this isn't just geographically, it's also economically. Calgary is just past that 50% point. Lots and lots and lots of growth time in Calgary. And in Red Deer, you're about in the middle, both geographically, et cetera, for demand, et cetera. So we have here in Alberta, understand that Toronto's here and Vancouver's up here, we have the nice big run. Who saw an increase of real estate prices in the last decade in Alberta? $34 billion was invested in this province during that decade. $34 billion during that decade. And you saw what happened to real estate? The next decade, there are already on the books $84 billion being put and invested right into our province. Do you think that if the 34 investment drove our values up strongly, that the fundamentally that 84 million might drive it up a little bit too? Billion? Yes or no?
Yes.
Focus on the numbers and the fundamentals, and that's the stuff that tells you where the future is. And that's why we talk about Alberta everywhere we go. Next week in Vancouver, we have a rain meeting in Vancouver tomorrow, or next Tuesday, and I'm going to be talking about Alberta, because that's so critical, the fundamentals. But this is what people believe. Ah, good. I'm getting into real estate. And my goal is right here. It's right there. I'm going to walk straight there. There are not going to be any bumps in the road. That's what people believe. But the reality of the situation, real life looks like this. Why do you keep talking about the negative stuff, Don? Like it takes follow through and it takes a couple of years and it takes, and it's not a straight line. Because that's what I do. I want to be the realist that you see. Real life is like that. There are ups and there are downs throughout real estate investing. But if you're not following a system and you're not doing fundamentals, these highs and these lows are like this. Up and down, way higher and way lower. But if you're following a system, the bumps are a little bit smoothed out. It's much easier to go, but you will end up at the star. At your goal, following through with a system. So, here's what happens, and you've all seen it, and you may even have enjoyed this process. The market goes crazy, as it did 3 years ago in Calgary. Greed kicks in, everybody wants into the market. Then, as the Rain members know, we were entering a plateau, so we started to get prepared for that, and economically, you can point out these plateaus. Where it's going to be tougher to rent, and it's going to be tougher to find the good properties that cash flow, etc. We announced that it was going to happen, and sure enough, the plateau kicked in. And guess what happened to people? It's over! Freak out! Real estate's over! Got to get out! Let's put it in the stock market! Fear, right? And then people start getting out of the marketplace, and what they do is they leave tons of money on the table. And Rain members go, oh, motivated buyer or seller, can I take your property for you? Because I know it's a plateau only, because I'm studying the fundamentals, not the emotions. And then the market takes off again, and this guy here who sold, it starts kicking himself, because the market goes up again. And then, oh my God, it's that tier two plateau. And the neat thing, Rain members, you don't know this, but it looks like, because of the length of our boom is unprecedented, and that $84 billion that's pouring into the province, we probably have three plateaus in ours, which has never been seen before, which means we'll get another bump and another plateau coming. So fear kicks in again, and people miss out getting to their goal. Fear, greed. And you see it over and over. Like the emotional plateaus are people want in, people get shaken out. Next group wants in, they get out. And all they do is they read the newspapers and go, oh my God, I'm out. Or, oh my God, I got to get back in. You got to follow that system, that fundamentals, the economics that just keep driving the marketplace. Cut all the emotional baloney out of it. Between now and 2015, Saudi Arabia, Iran, Venezuela, Hugo Chavez, my favorite guy on earth, and all will lose capacity to create oil. The only country in the world that is going to grow in capacity to create oil is Canada. And where do you think the majority of that is going to be created? Right here in Alberta. So if China's growing at 8.3%, And if India is growing at whatever crazy number they're at, 6.5%, the U.S., you know, it's still going to suck oil even when it starts to slow down there. And all this stuff is happening, and the demand for fuel and oil is continuing, and the only country that can actually start producing more is right here. Wouldn't that be a good sign that we're sitting in a good position? Yes or no?
Yes.
Think about that. We're talking long-term wealth. Long-term wealth. So if you get in now, and you quietly just keep your mouth shut and don't tell your neighbors who are dream stealers, you get in now and you just ride the wave up, what are they going to call you in about 2010, 2012? Lucky. Because if they call you smart, what is that inferring, right? So they're going to call you lucky. And you're going to go, yeah, yeah. But wherever there is change and uncertainty, like in the oil patch, like in real estate, like in the economics, there's money to be made. There's money to be made. Always remove the emotions and replace the fundamentals. Replace it with fundamentals, fundamentals, fundamentals. Fundamentals are boring. Real estate should be boring. It's not all the time, but it should be boring because look for excitement elsewhere in your life. Jump out of planes, do something, but your investments and your real estate should be a cookie cutter. How do you think we bought so many properties last year? That exact reason. It's just cookie cutter. Does it fit? Yes, buy it. Does it fit? Yes, figure out a way of buying it. That's how it works.